Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alex Stone is joining us live from near that helicopter crash scene this morning. Alex, what are witnesses saying that they heard or saw in the moments before that crash?
Susan, good morning. Yeah, there were some hikers who were in the area, and they say that they heard what sounded like a jet engine and then a boom. One young man saying it didn't sound so much like an explosion, but that it sounded like something at very high speed hit the mountainside. And that's exactly what it was. And at this point, investigators are going to be looking at a number of different things. As you heard a moment ago, the flight tracking data does show that it appears they were picking up speed and dropping right beforehand. That would seem to indicate, typically in a crash, that something was out of control. If they were dropping and they were too low, in fact, they were having a hard time talking to air traffic control and their speed was picking up, but it could have been any number of things. And investigators just don't know yet. The NTSB beginning to document evidence here. Once the sun comes up this morning, that'll really get underway. A lot of work to do to figure out why the chopper went down.
And judging by the number of passengers on, this would have had to have been a larger helicopter than, it wasn't a smaller helicopter that would have been piloted by one person and a passenger or something like that.
No, this was a large helicopter, a Sikorsky helicopter. It could hold up to 12 people. And we believe now that there were 9 on board. Originally yesterday, the belief was that the number was at 5. That's what firefighters thought based on the bodies that they saw when they got here on scene yesterday. Then they got the manifest, and that manifest showed there were a lot more on board than they originally thought. And then they were able to confirm that yes, there were in fact 9 who were on board. It's believed that it is, hang on one second, guys. I'm being stopped by the sheriff's department here.
All right. Well, we will let you go, Alex, and take care of that. That's Alex Stone joining us live this morning, talking a little bit about what we know so far of the crash that killed Kobe Bryant, his daughter, 7 other people on board, a tragic accident, a shocking accident to many people who heard the news yesterday and could not believe it.
Yeah, just complete disbelief.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.